Well, so Michael Dean is our spokesperson, and so give us a little short summary of your case, and then go into your thoughts and through these questions. And you actually had the benefit of having Linda on the call, so you don't have to ask her any more questions. You can just shoot into what your next steps would be, or what questions you did ask
That's
her.
That's right.
To clarify. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, hi. Okay, so I'm going to try to be concise here since we're running out of time. In our case, we had the luxury of having Linda with us, so we were able to ask quite a few questions to clarify. She's had a number of toxic exposures, chemical poisoning, mercury poisoning, issues with dental work, house remodeling issues, just a lot. And she's been doing, a lot of things to work to overcome these issues, but she's still having problems. She had adrenal failure twice. Well, she called it flatline, but really low adrenal function. I think it was 1990 and 2012, and she's currently experiencing adrenal issues now too. So in terms of the body systems that were majorly stressed, let's see, where did I put that? I wrote it down. Okay, got the adrenals, the endocrine system, the digestive system, blood sugar issues. She's pre-diabetic, with the fasting glucose and hemoglobin A1C is a 6. Also, she found
her
out
hemoglobin
that
A1C was a 6, you said? Yeah. That's,
yes.
That's big time. So just so you guys know, Glenn had a 5.1. She has a 6. 6 gives us an average blood glucose of somewhere around, I want to say 130 or higher. And that's the average, which means it's spiking pretty high.
Yeah, her fasting blood glucose was 107. And let me see on the adrenals. On her fasting insulin, it was less than 3 on the ASI test, so that doesn't give us a lot of additional info.
Yeah, I don't trust those. Yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
I want blood on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the hemoglobin A1C and the fasting glucose are pretty good indicators there. So another key piece is that she did a SNP test for the MTHFR, and she found out that she's heterozygous for the C677T SNP. And based on her reactions to the supplementation, some of the toxic issues. I mean, she's got a boatload of toxic issues. She has had challenges with neurotransmitters. We talked about doing the 23andMe test to be able to get a more complete picture and see if she has any downstream SNPs that could be affecting the methylation process as well as her neurotransmitters and her ability to detox. And she has the kit. She's excited to spit and go and get the results. So we've got that. And then, I think that's the major body systems. The obstacles for her.
Oh, just wait, before you keep going, on the C677T, remind people what that's for, what that affects.
That's for folate processing. And since she has one that she's heterozygous for, she has a decreased capacity of about 30% in terms of being able to generate enough folate. And it's, you know, it's in 40% of the population has this this SNP, so it's fairly common. But it also potentially impacts her ability to detoxify, particularly, you know, she's had a lot of exposure to heavy metals. And she's on a 5 milligram dose of 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate right now.
I heard her say that she feels better with that.
Yes. Right. But she's also just run out of it, and so now she feels worse.
So we know that it's working. There you go.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
So I think that, you know, getting the full complement of her SNPs could really be shedding some interesting light on what may be going on with her. And once she has that picture of what's going on, then it might make sense to do some additional lab work to follow up and see what the current state of things is, to see how that matches up or doesn't match up to her SNP map, so to speak.
Right. So in other words, whether they're expressing or not. Right, or how much
yes.
each of those genes is expressing. Right.
Yes, exactly. And in particular, the neurotransmitters, she's under a tremendous amount of stress, so that could be, she could have effects on her neurotransmitters depending on what her SNPs are as well. Okay, so the top 5 obstacles for her were sleep is a major issue, and she feels like that contributes to not being able to, she feels that not getting enough sleep contributes to her ability to eat properly and to deal with the stress, because she's just so depleted that she can't function, and so she reaches for things that she shouldn't reach for. So she's aware of those things. So she has allergens, in her diet, things like dairy, corn, gluten, and she has just recently really realized how important it is to take those things out, and so she's committed to taking those things out of her diet. Also, she has a couple of things in her blood work that suggest an absorption problem, and so she's going to look at the leaky gut protocol. Stress, as I mentioned, is a very big component for her, a big obstacle. And then the toxic exposures. She's had numerous toxic exposures and really had challenges dealing with those.
I interrupt right there. Just to clarify
sure.
something, when you find somebody who had toxic exposures, just really important to find out if those are continuing, because you'll approach them differently whether they're continuing to have toxic exposures versus whether that was in the past, and it's really just a matter of doing the cleanup crew.
Yeah, in her case, there is additional stuff that she wants to do with the dental work, but that's not going to happen for, I think she said, 4 to 6 months. As my understanding was that the bulk of the exposures have been removed, but she is still experiencing effects. Proceed?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, gosh, we had so many, since she was there, we just asked her a ton of questions, and so I'll just skip that, I think.
Well, what were the main ones that you felt needed to be answered from there?
Well, toxic exposures, the methylation, her diet, things associated with gluten, what types of things were, what types of support she needed, because it was clear that in certain areas, like for instance diet, she felt a lot better on Before Be Gone, and she has recently committed to doing coaching with Rita Marie so that she can help follow through on that. The stress is She's identified some of the factors that are contributing to that. She's working actively on her marriage. She's taken a year sabbatical. She has moved out of a very stressful living situation and feels like she's found a pretty good ideal housing situation, which is going to start in July. So, you know, it was really kind of peeling back the layers of finding out what types of things are inhibiting her ability to follow through. And as I said, she has taken steps to follow through on a number of those. And so if she's able to pull these things together, I think that she's going to do well. Okay, so can I move on to additional labs? Okay, since I can't hear any feedback, I'm going to go.
Yes, please. Do that. Sorry, I had my mic on off. Sorry. Go for it.
Okay. So the big one is the 23andMe, and then seeing where that points to, and then doing labs relative to that. She has a glucose meter, so she's, you know, finding out what types of foods are a challenge for her from relevant at an appropriate time as she continues to work that process. And I was saying that she has a glucose meter, and she's working to determine how she reacts to which foods so that she can get her blood sugars under control, and also with the sleeping and eating, getting the timing of the eating appropriate so that she doesn't eat 3 hours before going to bed. So all of those things, you know, at a reasonable time in the future, she should probably retest and see how she's doing in the area of blood sugar control. And then, you know, likewise, everything that she's addressing, it would be reasonable to do follow-up labs.
Right, right. So follow-up labs in terms of the ones she's done already, the CBCs and the chem screens and all that, to look at the digestive.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Does she have any thyroid issues?
I don't believe so. Let me just check really quick. She had minor antibodies.
What's minor?
Which?
Under 10?
Her TPO is less than 6, and her antithyroglobulin antibody is less than 20. So if she can successfully address the gluten and the dairy, and the other allergens that may be cross-reacting, she should be able to have a positive impact on that. As far as the rest of the thyroid, everything looked pretty reasonable.
She did free T3 as well?
Yes, she did free T3. Conversion on that looks reasonable. She also did reverse T3, and her free T3 reverse T3 ratio was, I think it was 25.2.
Right.
So she's good on that.
She's good on that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. She may have some receptor resistance based on all of her stress levels.
Yeah, and she's really had a very big challenge with the adrenal system. So yeah, she could improve that area.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
And then let's see, three actions, follow-up, let's say. So really, I think all of the different areas that she has, you know, set up to take action in, you know, really following through on the Before Be Gone program, she's committed to working with you in the coaching program. So she's going to get support that way. She's working on her marriage. She's getting you know, her housing situation better. So she's really, you know, got a good set of things together. She does have a tendency to take on other people's energy. And so we talked about the importance of putting herself first, saying no, and setting up energetic boundaries.
And I thought that perhaps it might be interesting for her and Deborah to connect, because I know that Deborah probably has some exercises that might be helpful for her to have that energetic boundary.
Yeah.
If she's up for it.
And Deborah, are you up to opening up a conversation if Linda's open to that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And Linda, are you open to connecting with Deborah?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Good. We'll get you guys in touch.
And then, let's see, one other thing was that she has had a number of head brain injuries. And so one of the things that ideally she would like to investigate further down the road is the Amen clinics to you know, of course, if things don't clear up otherwise. I mean, she has plenty of areas to explore and to work on, but that's, you know, something further down the road if she needs it.
If need be, right. Yeah, and brain injuries, that's an option for that, but also with brain injuries, craniosacral therapy can be amazing for that, another option for her.
Okay.
Great.
So, unless my teammates want to jump in and address anything that I might have forgotten or left out, if my teammates have if I have left anything out or forgotten anything to mention that they feel is important, they should, you know, step in and say something. Otherwise, that's what I have.
Awesome. Great. And great being concise and to the point, and it helped having her there, didn't it, to be able to ask all those questions?
Yes, it did.
Great. Great. Linda or Glenn, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Linda?
No, I don't. I just wanted to say that I'm really impressed with Michael and able to recap and how well they listened and got the whole picture together. So I just wanted to comment on listening skills.
Great. Great. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback.
Thank you.
All right. Good job.